Broadcasting from Ann Arbor, Michigan, this is the Korea File, a bi-weekly podcast about music, culture, and society from around the peninsula. I'm Andre Goulet. On this episode, live at the Thunderhorse Tavern, this is Used Cassettes.
About 5 years ago, whatever year that is.
2010.
Yeah.
Who's in the band?
myself, Danny Aarons, Pat Walsh, and Ollie Walker.
What are the origins? How did you start playing together?
Pat and I and Danny played together with Adam Hickey, who plays in New Blue Death, and a friend of ours, Pete Sims. A bunch of us were from Newfoundland, and we had some mutual friends, so we started like that. And eventually, Adam went to New Blue Death, and we became a four-piece instead of a five-piece. Josh Shell from On Sparrow Hills, now with Grand Settler, played with us for a while. And then he left, and then Ollie started playing bass with us.
Oh, kind of broken through to a wider audience a little bit in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've broken through to a wider audience, which is great. A big part of it, I guess, Danny is a really good front man. He speaks good Korean. That's really good. We've been around for a long time, so we know a lot of people. And we actively decided a couple years ago to play strange venues or any venue that was just different than what we've been playing. Like, we played some good venues and some not so good venues. Like, we played a bread shop one time and so on. And
yeah. What was that show like?
We played good and the audience were good, but it was just like a tout le jour, a very quaint little bread shop. It was strange, but
you had to have a lot of energy, no loafing around.
Yeah. I guess.
Sorry, we're a little loud. Hey, okay. Let's hear it for Table People. The songs were great. Come on, all you holsters out there. I know you're feeling it.
The last yeah. band and this band.
The songs were good. Table People were good. The balance were good. We're playing rock and roll.
Are you playing larger venues? Are you playing for different audiences?
Well, we played a few small festivals this past summer. Sometimes we will play for a bigger audience. I can't really estimate how many people. The biggest show we did was in Pentport. It was great. But last week we played at Woodstock in Itaewon. Small venue and we loved it.
Okay.
So I mean, the big venues are great because the energy is just tenfold. It's kind of easier to play a big show in a way.
Just to contrast that, Woodstock fits about 30 people inside.
Yeah.
Penniport Rock Festival, how big was the audience?
I don't know. 1,000 or so?
Yeah. Is that one of your bigger audiences?
Yeah.
Okay. How were you received?
Good, yeah. Yeah. Before we played, Danny had a motivational speech with us. He read a Muhammad Ali monologue to us, and we all got hyped up because we were all really, really nervous. And we went up, and we just had fun and kind of took the piss out of ourselves. And if we hit a few bum notes, but we rolled with it, and yeah, it was good.
What is it like having that sort of motivation from the front man of the band?
Oh, it's great. Before, we would all sing different songs, a few of us. Like, I would sing some songs, Adam would sing some songs, Danny would sing some songs. It was a little bit confusing for the audience, I think. And for me, I found it a little bit draining, personally. Now I just kind of focus on guitar. And we all write songs together as a band. We used to each individually, like, bring songs to the band. Now we just kind of jam and we press record on our iPhones, we listen back to the jam, take out the best parts and just do that. So we're like a real unit, but Danny is kind of like the spearhead that, like, he's comfortable on the audience, on the microphone, so he's able to break through to the audience, and he comes through naturally and he enjoys it. And we could all just kind of chill, and some of the stuff that comes into Danny's mouth, I just never know what's going to come out. And then I bust out laughing sometimes. It's really fun.
Yo, what kind of song you guys want to hear? Just give us a word. Stay away. Stay away.
Do you want to hear a song about our drummer's hair? Sexy. Yeah, Patty's hair is very sexy. That's why we wrote a song about it. It's super sexy.
Name of this song is called Pat. What? This is Pat Walsh. Name of this song is Pat Walsh's Hair.
What's changed in 5 years of playing together in terms of how you come about doing music? Has that been an adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, you learn so much. I don't know if it's something you can put on a resume in terms of hard skills, but I mean, just recently we've been getting ready to record, so. We're not going to record to a click track, I don't think, but we want to practice to a click track so that we're really tight when we go in there. So we went to Nagwan, which is a big music market, and we got a bunch of these like cheap Chinese extension cables from Pat's iPod with a metronome, and so we've all been sticking our headphones into all these, like, this kind of elaborate system of extensions and splitters. Anyways, now we all listen to the click together with headphones on, and we've been getting so much tighter, and we just thought, like, wow, if we would have had this idea, like, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we would have been, like, it would have been a fast track to just getting tight, so just... There's always, like, little stuff like that, and just, like, dealing, like, we get along so well, but inevitably, with the creative project and spending so much time with people, you get in little disagreements, so just, like, learning how to be good friends and help each other and challenge each other, you know?
Is any Newfoundland reflected in you guys' work?
I don't think so. I think maybe originally, yeah, there was. But now it's just, we're kind of like a soul band. And yeah, there's not much Newfoundland in there.
What is the biggest contrast with beginning to play for larger Korean audiences compared to when maybe you were playing more expat crowds and Hongdae stuff?
I think we're aware of how much we've improved as a band musically, and we just got more confidence, and yeah, there's really not that much difference. It's just before, sometimes for example, if a song wasn't going the way it should, there might have been in my opinion, a desperate effort to get the song back on track, a little bit of a panic. But now, if the song goes off track a little bit, we can just laugh it off and smile at each other, and it's just more fun and more easy. And the size of the audience, it doesn't really matter so much. They're all good in different ways.
Going on, this song is called President. Hey, you guys doing okay? You guys over here doing okay? Adam Brennan's talking business. You okay? I'm seeing you. Seeing Rob, seeing Brad, seeing Ben, seeing some people. Alright, there's a song called President. Now, everyone knows that Used Cassettes is a political band. We've always been a political band. You know, and we just, really into the pop, We thought it was time to make a song called President.
And it's dedicated to all you sexy people.
Yeah, with elections coming up.
Biggest challenge being a gigging band playing in Korea?
Well, I don't experience this so much because Danny, his Korean is really good and he does a lot of the communication, but scheduling, that kind of stuff. There's really not many problems at all from our perspective. I know playing back home, you go and play at a club, and there wasn't even a drum kit or a set of monitors. Nobody could hear what you were doing. You had to load all the drums in a pickup truck and bring them down. So In that respect, yeah, it's pretty easy going, really.
And the best part about playing live music in Seoul and around the peninsula.
This is our way to socialize. I mean, we work hard and do what we do, and we love doing what we do, but it's just our friends come out and we all hang out together, we all drink, stay out late, and it's just a real social gathering. If we were all in the sports, I guess we'd all be going to hockey games or whatever, but this is what we do. And if we sucked, our friends would still come out and we'd hang out, and that's the best part about it. But hopefully we can put on a good show for our friends and make some new friends, make some new fans, and keep progressing as a band, get some money to make more albums and pay for our jam practices.
These cassettes are playing live at the Thunder Horse Tavern in Itaewon. Matt, thanks for speaking to the Koreafile.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Wasn't right, it wasn't right. You said it'd be wrong.
That's The Koreaphile for this week. You can find new episodes of The Koreaphile on iTunes and Stitcher, and as a feature contributor at koreafm.net, koreabridge.net, eslrok.com, and blogtalkradio.org. If you like what you hear, like us on Facebook. And please leave a review of the show wherever you subscribe. It'll help new listeners discover the show. Then check back here on November 11th for the first of a two-part conversation with Korean cult expert and host of the JMS Cult Forum, Peter Daly. Until then, thanks for listening. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Andre Goulet.